Okay, so welcome everybody. Today is June 27th, 2016. This is Terry DeMeo. I am with the October Life Coach Training Group. This is Group F, and tonight's class is Coach the Coach Practicum 4, Class 3. Did I get all that right?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Thank you. Amazing, huh? All right. So, Saskia, you're going
yes.
to coach Ara. Now,
okay.
Would you like it if I just sit here and give you feedback at the end, or would you like it if I felt something was going on and you needed a little clarification and I didn't wait for you to ask for help, but I just jumped in? I'll do it either way you prefer.
I would like you to jump in if you felt it.
Okay. I will do it. All right. So let's just see what's happening with Ara. Remember, we're going to use
Hi,
the structure
Ara.
That you've been learning. Okay.
Hey, Saskia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you want to tell me, is there something particularly up for you that you'd like to work on, or a place in your life that you'd like to focus on?
Let me just take a minute because I just spur of the moment volunteered for this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can totally do that. Let's do that. Okay. So, thank you. Let's take a couple deep breaths. I'm going to do it with you. That sounds good. And if you're sitting, if you can just kind of straighten your spine and get your feet on the floor, and maybe take another deep breath and picture the root chakra or your feet growing down into the earth and having roots connected to the center of the earth. And then if you can connect above you, whatever that means to you, and let the energy run through you. And maybe take a breath into any place inside you that you feel like wants attention. Maybe noticing if any thoughts bubble up. Or if there's something in particular that's kind of pulling your attention to you that you want to talk about tonight. And then just take your time, and when you're ready, if you want to tell me anything, that's great.
I've actually been working with some of the other cadets in our group on this, but it seems to be the main thing on my mind lately. I am I'm trying to relax some of my rules on, like, how, like, I tend to judge a lot of my emotions or how I am, and so I'm trying to step back from that a little bit more.
Okay. Will you tell me some of those, maybe some of those rules or judgments that feel most painful for you?
I tend to think that I need to have a clear direction, or I need to have a plan and be focused. And I'm if I'm questioning things, I tend to judge myself about that. Like, I need to have a plan or, like, a clear direction. So I was talking about that with someone, and we were doing the work on it, and we came up with this one turnaround. I need to wander. And it felt very expansive to me, but like I like, I would like to explore that more, I think. Like, I think I originally felt like, oh, I'd love to travel because I love traveling. But I don't know if that was really it.
Will you do me a favor and go through today? And was there a time today? Like, I want to get a little bit more specific because it feels like a really general thought that can be, it can be true and painful, but let's see if you thought that sometime today. Was there a painful time today or yesterday, like particularly, that you can remember?
Specific. Hang on.
Or is there some time that this thought comes up?
Yeah, like if I'm talking to my husband, like we've been kind of talking recently about, like, where I'm going after this course ends, you know, how, where I'm going to take it, or even what am I going to do? Because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and now my son just graduated kindergarten this year. So, you know, my kids are in school. My daughter, 12, she's going in eighth grade next year. And so I'm trying to think of how I can transition into doing something, you know, that helps bring income into our family.
Okay, so you're talking to your husband, and will you kind of just tell me how that talk goes a little bit?
Oh, just, sure.
Like, I don't need to know specifics that make you uncomfortable, or you don't have to tell me anything. I guess I'm just trying to find a little bit where that uncomfortable thought comes up. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm not uncomfortable with things.
Okay.
Just talking to him, he'll just be asking me, like, because he's trying to figure out where he's going in his career right now. And I find when I'm like, oh, I don't know exactly how I want to do this or where I want to take life coaching, I it's all on me. He's not pressuring me at all. It's my own stress. Like, oh, at this part of the course, I should have it all together. Or no more of like a direct plan.
Okay. I'm just writing something down. So I heard you say something, it's all on me. And at this part I should know more, or I should have a direct plan.
Yes, I tend to, and that thought feels very heavy, like, oh.
Yeah, I can see that. So out of those three, it's all on me, or at this point I should know more, or if you can tweak that if something feels more, or I should have a direct plan. Do any of those feel more stressful or panicky for you?
I should have a direct plan. Because when I say it's all on me, I just mean I put all the pressure on myself.
Okay, I should have a direct plan. And I'm going to just ask you, does this feel like it just pertains to the coaching, or are we going to, you should have a direct plan in general of your life? Like, do you know what I mean?
Maybe in general. Yeah, maybe in general of my life.
Yeah, because I remember talking with you, and it seems like I remember about the move, and you're not sure about where you want to be. And so I'm just noticing that let's just talk more about this a little bit, because I'm sensing that maybe you put pressure on yourself to be more something than you are. Tell me where I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I think in my mind, I think I should be one way, but I think my nature is another.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think I judge that. I think I judge that I should be, you know,
Okay, so I just heard you say, in your mind, you think you should be one way, but just tell me that again, but you're actually a different way?
But I think in my nature is just a different way. Like, yeah, like my essential self does not follow that path.
Tell me more about that. What does your essential self follow?
I tend to, that's why the statement, I need to wander, hit me, I think I tend to, like, wander through life, kind of. But everything that I've ever needed, like, every major thing in my life has just, like, I've just kind of wandered upon it. Like, it's come to me.
Let me jump in here for one.
Okay.
Ira, let me jump in here and have a little coffee talk with Saskia.
Okay.
Saskia, you were working right directly towards a painful thought. You found one. And then I'm wondering what you're doing with that, because now you're kind of chatting about it. I'm wondering why you didn't move into thought dissolving.
I guess I heard her say at the beginning, I've done this before, or I've kind of worked on this, and so I wondered if there was something deeper or different. So I was just kind of exploring that.
Well, okay.
But maybe clearly I didn't have to.
I mean, you could ask her that very directly. Have you worked with this particular thought and not found relief, or what do you think might be under that? You see?
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, I'm just encouraging you to be a little more direct here.
Okay, cool.
So that the time doesn't slip away.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. But you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Ara.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard what I said. I'm kind of I'm trying to see if maybe you've worked with a thought and found relief, or if there might be something deeper. If I heard you say I should have a direct plan, do you think that's a good one to work with, or do you think there's something underneath that?
No, I think that's good.
Well, I'm glad I asked now. Okay, so let's do the work on it, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, so, Ara, I want you to picture having the conversation with your husband. And you're talking to him about what you're going to do after the course. And you have the thought, I should have a direct plan. Is that true?
I would, like, a part of me says yes and a part of me says no. Like, I think I'm already starting to kind of question it, but part of it is still true. Part of it's still true, so.
Okay, so I hear a yes, but now I'm going to ask you, can you absolutely, without a doubt, know that you should have a direct plan?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you're sitting with your husband talking about after the course, and you have the thought, I should have a direct plan. Tell me how you react in your body, in your emotions, towards your husband.
I definitely get tense. I start to get stressed out. And, like, towards him, I just kind of feel guilty.
Okay. And where in your body do you feel tense?
Probably my chest. A little.
And how do you treat yourself when you believe the thought, I should have a direct plan?
And you I'm pretty down on myself. Yeah, I'm pretty down on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel kind of bad. Like, oh, I should. Like, kind of guilty, I guess.
Guilt. And I'm just throwing it out there. If your kids come in and you're having that thought, how do you maybe interact with them?
Yeah, I'm probably sharper with them, way less patience, or, yeah, like I'm not fully engaged with them, for sure, because my mind's somewhere else.
Okay. So can you think of a stress-free reason to keep the thought?
No.
No. Okay. Now, I have a magic wand that I'm going to use, and you can take your thought back right after we do this. I'm not asking you to let go of the thought, but just imagine for a moment, I'm going to wave my wand, and you can't think the thought, I should have a direct plan. So you're sitting with your husband, you're thinking about the end of this course, you're talking with him, and you cannot think the thought, I should have a direct plan. Tell me what that's like for you.
I mean, it's just so much freer. And, like, it's just us talking and relaxing and just kind of has more of a sense of, like, an adventure, you know, instead of a chore.
Adventure instead of chore.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about yourself?
I'm just way more relaxed, just freer, like, just like myself.
Like yourself, okay. So I'm getting that with the thought, it's painful, stressful, guilty, feeling you're much more impatient with yourself and others. And without the thought, same things going on, same point in time, but with the thought, it's painful. And without the thought, it's like an adventure instead of a chore. You're freer and I forgot the last thing you said. I was in the middle of writing it down, but as we
can see, just kind of just like myself, I feel relaxed.
Myself, like myself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like myself, that's kind of a big one. So, okay, now we take a deep breath and kind of sit with that, what it feels like without the thought. And when you're ready, if we can... you can do a turnaround, or I should have a direct plan.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So I should have a direct plan. Can you think of a turnaround?
So would we do the opposite? I'm kind of bad with the turnarounds.
Yeah, let's just try. Maybe that's another thought you might want to.
Oh, true.
The turnaround. Maybe you're not so bad.
Yeah, don't work on that. I should have a direct plan. Well, the opposite would be, I don't have to have a direct plan.
That's true, and that can be a true one, but in the turnaround, let's try to stick to, like, maybe turning around the word exactly, like keeping the same verbiage and just, like, I should have a direct plan. So what would be the exact opposite of that?
Oh, okay. I should, like, keep the I should have.
Well, sure, you can do that, or you could change should to shouldn't.
Okay, I shouldn't have a direct plan. would be one. I shouldn't have, do I change the direct plan also to the opposite?
Well, let's first do I shouldn't have a direct plan, because that's one that you got.
Okay.
I shouldn't have a direct plan. How does that feel? And can you think of an example of that, three examples of that? So let's just start with one example.
Okay. I shouldn't have a direct plan. It might not be that direct, the direction I go in, or I don't have a direct plan, so.
How about for I shouldn't have a direct plan, just take a deep breath, and there's no right or wrong answer for this, so I shouldn't have a direct plan. Can you think of a time in your life when this might have been true?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Perfect.
I didn't have a direct plan when I stumbled into pottery. I just heard that this lady taught classes, and I just kind of signed up, thought it'd be cool, and I still do it, and it's been, gosh, maybe 9, 10 years.
Perfect example. All right, how about two more? It sounds like you had a bunch.
Yeah.
So I have a direct plan.
Yeah, I didn't have a direct plan when I met my husband. I just kind of hung out with him, and then we've been together, like, next December. It'll be 17 years we've been married. So that worked out well.
Hey, so 9 years of pottery and 17 years of husband and no direct plan. That's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, can you give me a third one?
I haven't had I haven't had a direct plan about a career, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and that's been really nice, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have a career that I had to leave. Like, I never had anything directly in place, and I've enjoyed being able to stay at home with my kids.
Hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, let's try another turnaround to I should have a direct plan. So in the turnarounds, just think of what the opposite of each word might be, like the opposite of the word instead of like, so yeah, I shouldn't have a direct plan. And then what could another one, opposite of I should have a direct plan be?
I should have an indirect, what's the opposite of plan?
Well, I mean, I should have an indirect plan. You could do that.
Oh, okay, that'll count. Okay.
Sure. So, I mean, try it on. See how it feels for you. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will. You know what I mean? You can mm-hmm. try switching one word and then switching two. And
I should have an indirect plan. I don't know about that one.
Okay, let's not do it then. Then you were on the right track with maybe switching plan.
Yeah, so what would be the opposite of a plan? Like, I would just say not having a plan.
You did say adventure, and you said it would feel like an adventure instead of a chore. Does adventure feel?
Oh, true. Uh-huh. Yeah. I should have an adventure.
Maybe I should have an indirect adventure.
I should have an indirect adventure.
How does that feel? Does that feel?
That feels good.
I'm going to jump in here, you guys.
Okay.
here's the thing about asking a client how a turnaround feels. You're in the middle of the exercise. The work is not completed yet. The client has not yet looked at the thought from the various angles of the turnarounds, you see. And so asking how a turnaround feels before you've completed it and before they've given examples may never feel good. And remember, these are not supposed to be positive affirmations. They're supposed to be new perspectives on our thinking. So I would recommend, and I'm only jumping in here, Saskia, because you've done it twice now. You did it with the first turnaround as well. How does that feel? And it's really
not the best form
for this, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
totally.
When you get a difficult one, the client is going to resist. They're going to say, that doesn't feel good. But often that's where the juice is. That's where the learning is. That's where the discovery is.
So that makes sense. What would you say?
I would say, well, first of all, you're going to what's called the extreme opposite. You're trying to use antonyms. I always follow the structure. I do opposite, other, self. And then if I've got time, I might do an extreme opposite. I should have an adventure. Okay? But here's how I do it. What's the turnaround? I should have an adventure. Find three examples of how that could be true, client. That's it. I just give them the instruction and I let them go. And if they struggle, I'll coach them to find those examples.
That makes sense. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just writing it down.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So how would I
and again,
put that on
you guys
to
are
self?
Doing great. What?
Oh, thank you. How would I put that onto the self? Since it's already an I statement, if that's the next one, we did an opposite one.
I should have a direct plan. A direct plan should have me is the other. Direct plan should have me. And I can find some truth there. I can find that one. And then to turn it to self, I should have myself.
Oh, just I should have myself?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And you see how that can open possibilities?
Let's do them. Do you want to do them, Ara?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so a direct plan should have me. Can you find three examples of how that might be true?
Plan should have me. I don't know, to be honest.
Do you need some help with this one, Saskia, or did you kind of get that one?
I would take help. That would be great.
Okay. So I'm just going to jump in and coach her a little bit so I can model for you. Okay, Ara,
yeah.
So the turnaround to opposite is a direct plan should have me. First of all, you could add the words if or when to the end of the turnaround to see if you could find some truth there. A direct plan should have me if.
Direct plan should have me if or when I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah. See, the way I conceptualize this one, Ara, is if a direct plan is not really coming to me, it is like boy, if the right direct plan appears, if I have the idea, it'll have me. It will grab me, and I'll want to go with it. So a direct plan should have me captivated by it. Something like that. Is kind of the way I conceptualize it. Now, you see what you can do to work with that idea, if that resonates with you.
Like if I'm on the right path for myself, it'll captivate me and it'll be easy to follow that. Like, I'll automatically plan.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't seem like a struggle.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Okay. So see what you can do with that.
Like, there was no struggle when when I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, there was no struggle. It was just a clear path. Because I knew I wanted to do that.
Okay, good. There's one. Now, Sasha, take back over. Yeah.
Okay. That was awesome. Thank you. Can you think of another? When my husband asked me to marry him, it was pretty, like, spur of the moment, and we had been dating maybe, like, a year, and I didn't even hesitate, and I just said yes, and... You know, we were only engaged 6 months and then we were married, like, but it never seemed rushed. Like, it just was clear. What's another one?
Perfect. And then one more. Trying to think. Sorry. No, a direct plan should have me. Yeah, like making my pottery studio never, like, there wasn't any struggle in my thoughts. Like, I just took my time and got things as I could and just kind of built my own little studio in the garage. Perfect. So how about we go to the self turnaround? Yeah, I should have myself. Can you give me an example of that? I kind of don't understand that one. Do you?
I should have. Well, Terry, I'm gonna go for this, but just hop in if I'm going.
Go for it. So absolutely.
Okay. So I might interpret it in I'm the only one who knows my truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that needs to have myself who listens and kind of is true to myself. That's how I might kind of run with that. I don't know if that resonates with you.
No, I get that. I like that. I'm the only one who knows myself.
I should have myself. Yeah.
I would support that by saying, like, when I base things on kind of, like, what I know will be good for me and my family, it works out really well when I trust myself.
Hmm.
Like, even, like, I don't know, like, little minor things, I guess.
Well, maybe they're not minor.
True.
Do you want to give me some examples? Like, just maybe some more concrete examples. We'll kind of start to kind of change your perspective, I guess, is what I heard Terry say. We're kind of doing the work to look at things from different angles.
Okay. Let's see, getting specific. Like, I take my family, I drag them to a lot of events around the area that I live in, like little weekend trips or whatever, or, you know, day trips out. And my kids will grumble about it sometimes, but they always have, like, a great time when we go. And when we don't, my daughter will actually mention, like, she'll miss it, you know, when.
And can you think of any other ways that you should have yourself?
Yeah, because I guess when I don't listen to myself and I go along with, like, say, family that is going in another direction, I always wind up, like, oh, like, it always is, it winds up being kind of, like, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, like, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one more.
Let's see. I'm doing, trying to be more specific. I know if I try and, like, for a specific example, like in pottery or drawing, if I try and do a style that's, like, say, more popular but not really something I'm into, it never really turns out that well, and I don't enjoy doing it.
Yeah. That's a great example. Okay. So I should have a direct plan now. We went through that and found three turnarounds of I shouldn't direct a plan, and a direct plan should have me, and I should have myself. So tell me if there's ways that you can kind of live those turnarounds or those examples in your upcoming week, perhaps. Terry, is this a good way to sometimes I get to the end of the work and I'm not quite sure what to do next.
Okay. So there's just one little transition piece if you're going to relate the follow-up to a turnaround. So what I would do before I would say what you just said is, do any of these turnarounds give you a new perspective or a new understanding? Or I might say, did you get any different perspective as we went through this exercise? And see what the client says, and then ask them how can they take that insight forward into their life. So first I ask them if anything happened.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Ara, did any of the turnarounds give you a new perspective into the thought, I should have a direct plan?
Yes. The one that sticks out the most to me is the other, a direct plan should have me. And
yeah.
Tell me how
that sticks out for you.
Because I never thought about it. Like, when I'm captivated by something, it just, like, I don't have to work so hard at it. It just kind of flows. I guess I forgot that. Like, I was so worried about making something. I never thought about it, like, just taking me.
Yeah.
That stands out to me a lot.
So do you think that it's something that the next time you get caught in that thought, I should have a direct plan, you can kind of, that can loosen that thought a little bit and you can go into that flow?
Yes, like I can just step back from it. Like, you know, if I can, like I'll remember to think that, it will definitely help me step back from that. Just the feeling and the thought and try and see a different direction.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's been things in your life that have kind of just caught you, and you knew that it was the right path to go, and you just followed that.
Yeah, like all the most major things in my life were like that.
Yeah. So how does it feel in this next coming week or so to let that kind of guide you with that thought?
I am very interested in doing it. And I think it's a great direction. Like, it feels relaxing to think that thought and to trust in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that feels very shackled off.
Perfect. Does it feel like a good place to end?
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sure.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful, you two. Beautiful. Saskia, I love your nice, easy pace and how your energy matched Ara's energy. You know, you were lighthearted. She was lighthearted. I love how you know, when she was talking about I need to have a plan at the beginning, you asked her to get specific how that comes up for her. Excellent, because you're narrowing it down. And then you identified the thought, and you had her make it situational. Okay, go back, imagine a conversation with your husband, and this thought comes up. And you oriented her that way when you were doing the work. These are all beautiful things that you did very, very well. And I gave you a couple pieces of feedback as we went along about some technical things. But overall, you did just a beautiful, beautiful job. So
thank you. And it was so helpful, and it was really helpful to hear you step in there. So thank you for that. It was so
You're very welcome. Yeah. Do you have anything to add, Ara? Do you have some feedback for her?
I really appreciate the beginning because when I said I just volunteered for the moment, how she was like, sure, let's take a couple deep breaths and breathe into what maybe wants attention. That really helped a lot.
Oh,
it relaxed
good.
Me a lot.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Good.
Really good.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, fantastic, you two. Thank you
both
so much.
This is really helpful.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We've got Cy, who's willing. We've got Laura, who's willing.
This is Dina. And so I'm home now, if you wanted me to do some coaching.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done it in the past couple months. Go ahead.
Yeah, you haven't. That is true. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna ask you to coach because you haven't in a while. Now, who's willing to be a client? Sai, you were, right?
I'm willing to be a client. Yes, I would be a client.
Excellent. Okay, so Dina and Sai, take it away.
Okay, great. So I, too, have not coached much in the past couple of months. So I guess
it's okay.
Good time. It's good time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hi, Dina. Hi there. So, Sai, are you sitting down or lying down?
I am sitting down outside.
Okay.
Yeah,
so go ahead and just close your eyes. Let's do a little bit of grounding. Take a deep belly breath in. Exhale slowly, feeling a wave of relaxation from your head all the way down to your toes. Take another deep belly breath in. And exhale slowly, feeling that wave of relaxation from your head all the way down to your toes. Go ahead and just breathe easily, your normal breathing, the rhythm of your breath, keeping your body relaxed, still staying completely aware and awake. And imagine a grounding cord beneath you. It's your first chakra. Allow that grounding cord to start descending down to the earth. Penetrating the earth. Just without effort, just allowing. Let it descend as far down as possible. Go ahead and anchor it. Anchor that cord down to the earth. Root it in there or anchor it. It's feeling really, really anchored into that earth and sensing that earth energy, that nice, slow pulse of the earth energy. Helping you to feel really comfortable and really safe. All right, so Sai, is there something that's bothering you that you'd like to work on today?
I don't really have any really light stuff, which I did, so it might, but I guess I can talk about, kind of recurring thoughts that come up or just, you know, questions that I have, maybe some beliefs around, intimacy and relationships, so maybe that's probably like
sure.
I can think of. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want to work on.
Let me just jump in 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
What I heard Sai saying is I don't have anything small, I've got big stuff. Did I get that right,
mm-hmm.
Sai?
Yes, at the moment,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is a class, and since we have limited time, what I'm going to suggest, Dina, is that you're only going to take a little bite. You're not going to try and take care of a big client problem when you've got 30 minutes in a class where you're practicing.
Okay.
So if you think of it in that way. You know, and then Sai, mm-hmm. of course, your job is to take care of yourself. Don't, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to try to take a little chunk of the big thing.
Yeah, well, you can trust Dina to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just want, sometimes in these classes, people get in over their heads. Because, you know, it's just easy to misjudge. But here we've got a warning. Sai is saying, you know, the only thing I want to work on is big. And that's fine. But my recommendation is just take a nibble out of it.
Okay. And, Terry, I want to let you know that you can go ahead and jump in at any time. Like you did with the other group. The other two. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Saskia.
Oh, did you mean Sai? Dina?
Sai. I mean, sorry.
That's okay. Okay. So, what was I saying? I don't remember.
You mentioned there were some big things, and you also mentioned the recurring thoughts.
Yeah. I guess I just recently met someone, and just kind of getting close to someone, and my relationship issues are coming up. So I'm having anxious feelings and different feelings coming up, you know, fear, insecurity, and then my wanted to withdraw and run away. And so there's a whole lot of
things going on, but one thought that I kind of identify with the something around am I capable of having a healthy relationship? You know, am I am I ever going to be able to have a healthy, solid, you know, relationship that I'm wanting? So that kind of popped up in my head. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing these things up to class, allowing us to learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you spoke, what I was really sensing is the emotions, the anxiety, the fear, wanting to withdraw and run away, you know, in addition to these thoughts that you're having. And my sense is to work with the emotions. How does that feel, doing some?
Sure. I may cry in class, but yeah, sure.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll all hold space for you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have Kleenex?
I don't, but I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
I think so. Okay. Okay. Well, if you need to, at any time, if you feel like you need to just spend a few seconds or a minute with yourself and just cry, just feel free and just let me know. Let us know. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. So, I'd like to have you explore these feelings in your body. So why don't we, I'm looking at my notes here. So go ahead and check your grounding again. Looking down if you need to with your inner eye and really feeling really grounded, feet flat on the floor. So you describe this emotion sigh. You've met someone, getting close with a person. You're feeling anxious, fear, wanting to withdraw, run away. I want you I want you to get a sense of where your energy is in your head. If you feel that a lot of it is in the front, like in the forehead, why don't you go ahead and allow that energy to sink back towards more like the middle of your brain, sort of where more of the intuitive and creative center is, allowing that analyzing part of you in the front of the brain just to relax. Now just allow yourself to sink into your body. Again, those emotions that we talked about, the anxious, fear, withdrawal. Go ahead and describe those emotions for you. Well, first of all, I want to ask you, is there a particular feeling that's most prominent? The anxiety, the fear that you want to address that's coming in strong. How do you want to call that? Fear? Anxiety?
Probably the most prominent feeling is fear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and work with that if that's okay with you. And if at any time it feels uncomfortable, just let me know.
Okay. I do feel a bit jumbled. Okay. Yeah, I do feel a bit jumbled up because there's a lot of feelings that I can try to work with that.
Okay. Well, why don't we work with that, the fear first, since those were the ones that you talked about, the anxiety and fear, and see how that goes. So, hang on just a second here. I want you to go ahead and sink into your body and get a sense of where that fear is living in your body. And start from your head all the way down your body.
So if I just really connect to just feelings and not really, not my head or thinking, if I drop down into my body as I'm, although it was hard for me to kind of see what's going on, but if, as I drop into my body, I can, I feel them talking about this stuff. It's in my heart.
In your heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not so much fear as I'm feeling into it. It's more, actually sadness and in
sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's work with that. The sadness in your heart. So can you describe for me that sadness in your heart, like a shape, color, texture, image, sound, however it comes up for you?
I think the color is bluish.
Okay. Bluish. Anything else? And if not, that's okay.
And it's kind of liquidy?
Liquidy. Okay, bluish and liquidy.
And then it's sort of it's like it's kind of pressing out in a way. It's not like expansion, but it's like full. It's like my heart just is like full of sadness.
Okay. So it's sadness in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can also feel it down to like the center, to like down to the belly button.
Okay. You can feel it extending down to the belly button?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if you were to give this sadness that's in your heart that extends down to the belly button a name, it's bluish, liquidy, pressing out, your heart feels full of this sadness. If you were to give this sadness a name, what would you give it?
Oh. Kind of swirly. I can call it blue swirl.
Swirl?
Blue swirl, I guess.
Blue swirl, okay. Blue swirl. All right, I want to be able to talk to, I want to talk to blue swirl.
Okay.
And for me to do that, I want you, if it feels comfortable, to become blue swirl.
Okay.
And again, if any time you feel uncomfortable, I can, it's too uncomfortable, just let me know and I can help you with getting out of that discomfort. So go ahead and sink into blue swirl. Let me know when you've become blue swirl.
Okay.
So, blue swirl, what is your purpose for Psy? What's your purpose of being there for Psy?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't know. and Blue Swirl, do you know how you're here there to help Sai?
Say it again.
How are you there to help Sai? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, Terry, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, my sense is that she's not ready to really become or to, I don't know the word, address it, to really uncover more about it, about the feeling? Or should I just ask her, is it feeling too scary for her?
No. Here's what I notice, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to use the dream analysis questions on a bodily feeling, I would use them the same, with the same structure that you use them in dream analysis. And notice how the questions start light. Describe yourself with three adjectives. And then it moves into what's your purpose or what's your job. And then the final question is, how are you here to help? Now, listen to the difference between the way you asked it and the way we suggested you ask it. How are you here to help? Right? It's a direct question that asks for an answer. You said, do you know how you're here to help? So you suggested that she might not know. Do you get the difference?
Yeah.
It's a subtle shift, but it allows the client to doubt. Now, I always start with describe yourself with three adjectives because that's the easiest place for a client to start as this swirl, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And the questions get progressively more complex and intimate. So you might want to try it again. Ara?
Yes?
Did you feel yourself becoming the blue swirl?
Oh, it's Sai, actually.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I flipped back the paper too far. Yeah, you're right. She was our first client.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't.
So, Sai. Sai.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you located that blue swirl in your body? Can you still feel it?
I did, and I kind of can.
Do it again. Go there again. Now, as the blue swirl, just describe yourself with three adjectives, the first thing that pops up in your head, whether or not it makes sense. I'm the swirl.
I'm beautiful. I am feminine. I am deep.
Okay. And why are you there inside Sai?
There's so much that I'm holding for her.
Like what?
Oh, the sadness.
Okay. So your job is to hold her sadness?
Yes.
Okay. Why is she sad?
Because there are a lot of painful things that happened to Sai.
Okay. And so your job is to hold that pain? Or the sadness over it? That's okay. So do you bring her a lesson or a message about that?
Oh.
Would just let it flow.
Hmm?
Let it flow. Because I am part of Psy.
And what is it she should flow? She should let flow.
She should trust more and share, let it out, and not hold it within
herself.
Trust
more, let it out.
Trust,
okay.
Let it out.
Mm-hmm. And who should she do this with?
People she trusts, people she wants to trust.
Anything else you want to tell her?
I am here for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Swirl.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to talk to your coach again.
Okay.
You see, what I did, Dina, there is I held it with confidence. I moved her. You see, you were letting big gaps go. Let me know when you become the Swirl, and then, you know, you jumped a little too far in that she could catch up. I like to move these questions quickly so the client doesn't have time to think. And I encourage, first thing that pops in your head, tell me. Because it'll pop in, and then they'll doubt it, and then they'll say, I don't know. So I don't want to let that happen.
Okay.
I want to know the first thing that occurs to them, see?
Okay.
Now what you can do is go back and talk to Psy and see if that provided any insight for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or what comes out of what we just did. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Terry. That was really helpful.
Good.
Okay, so Psy, how is that for you? Did it provide you an insight? Was it helpful? If so, how?
Release and to be expressed. It provided me with space to express and to let it flow. Because I hold it in a lot, so it's given me an opportunity to cry and let it go and be vulnerable.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I feel better. it's like it was like this huge, you know, cup or bowl or whatever, just holding it in, you know, holding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm able to just kind of pour it out a little bit and fill it out. So...
Okay, great.
Oh, okay, I have a little more space.
Yay.
Yeah. And and it really shows me how I'm really needing that, the space for me to be vulnerable with someone else that I trust. That
great.
I can trust.
Like great, good space. Job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. So, is this feeling complete for you right now?
I feel better. Yeah,
okay.
I feel better. Yeah.
What I would, because of the time, I know, Terry, you only have like about 15 minutes, and in our, what we've learned is after that first release is to have the client go back to that space and see how it's transformed. And then, if possible, work on it again in the same way that we use using the dream analysis tool. But I feel like there isn't time to do that, and I do sense it to be complete for now.
I'm not sure what exactly you just told me you learned. Throw it and then go back into the emotion again a second time within the same session?
To see if that blue swirl has changed. whatever the description was. It was in one of the
You have time
from
to
early.
Ask for that.
You
have time to ask for that. I'm much more interested in this, though.
Mm-hmm.
It showed me how I need to be vulnerable with someone I trust. What
mm-hmm.
I would do with this client is follow up with that. Who is
okay.
that person in your life? And let's get some time set up with them. Or if it's me as the coach, let's be sure that that happens in our future sessions.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? What I would recommend is you follow up with the suggestion that
mm-hmm.
the that the metaphor gave, that the symbol
mm-hmm.
gave, to make sure that the client does do that follow-up. Because
okay.
remember, she said her tendency is to hold it in. And this
mm-hmm.
object, the swirl, said let it flow.
Okay. And would you suggest, well, let's see, asking how that feels to her, if she imagined being able to do that with a
client,
with her?
I want to know how she feels right now.
Okay.
Because she might be resisting, or in an hour
mm-hmm.
she might be resisting.
Okay.
So what I'd rather do is, how do you feel now? And
mm-hmm.
she told us, actually, I feel better. And then I'm going to try and invoke some action here. When can we talk about this again? I want to hear more about it. I want you to come to me so we can let it flow, so I can... excuse me, hold space for you while you let it
mm-hmm.
flow, or something like that. See?
Yeah, I do sense that, I mean, I sensed that before, that was, that would be a next step
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
creating baby steps or turtle steps in that direction.
Well, I don't know if it's baby steps or turtle steps, but it's really whatever has happened with in the past,
mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like she's got some grieving to do. She's got some emotions
mm-hmm.
inside that she's bottled up that want to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, to me, that's
yeah.
what came out of this. And that's
mm-hmm.
where her relief is going to be. Not in her imagining in her mind what the future might be.
Mm-hmm.
But in the actual feeling of it in the future and the feeling of it right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's how I would handle it. Now, if you've got another way you want to go
yeah.
with it.
No, that definitely did sound that way. That's why I was asking, how should I stop
mm-hmm.
now, as it seems like there's future sessions to be done on it. I'm glad you
mm-hmm,
pointed out
mm-hmm.
the grieving part, because there's a sadness. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it might be
mm-hmm.
grief from real loss in her life. It might be sadness that's coming out of thinking. And future sessions can begin to unravel that. And it
yeah.
might be a combination.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a real loss, we want to talk about it. We want to feel the emotion. We want to
yeah.
feel the sadness and cry. If it's being driven in part by thinking, we want to uncover those thoughts and do thought dissolving. So you can kind of work back and
right.
forth
mm-hmm.
with both pieces of that as you're working with
right.
somebody. And if you're willing to do this with her, step up and volunteer. Or if, you know,
oh, for sure.
or schedules mm-hmm. don't work out, you know, just, but I'd encourage you to make sure that she attends to this, since she did have this insight,
mm-hmm. okay.
this let it flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so jump
oh,
back
thank
in.
Thank you.
You have time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Sai.
Hi.
So, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you did express how you feel, and then we've been talking at this time, during this time. Is there anything else that you want to point out about how you feel?
It feels like the process that needs to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What it feels like, yeah. And it feels good. It feels cathartic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when Terry mentioned the grieving part, did that resonate with you as well?
Yeah, what Terry said really resonates with
mm-hmm.
me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right on, like really right on.
Uh-huh, and as Terry said, you know, suggested, I would suggest to you that you continue to work on this. And
yeah.
I would be happy to work with you on it, but if there's other people that you're used to working with, and that, you know.
Sure, I do both. Yeah, I would love to.
Both, yeah.
With you. Yeah, I would do that with you, and yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so you can go ahead and email me or text me. I think you still have my number if you want to work on it.
Sure.
At any time. Okay.
I'm on the West Coast now, so, yep.
Okay. Great. That was a good job, and thank you for being
very
open and vulnerable in front of everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Dina.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was just beautiful. And, Dina, just, again, mm-hmm. when somebody's got a lot, big stuff cooking inside them, just the tiniest mm-hmm. bites. Just the tiniest little wiggles forward.
Okay.
And I love the tool you selected to do this, and it's often
mm-hmm.
a safe way to kind of get a client's feet wet in this. And then
mm-hmm.
when you get a better sense of what is fueling all the sadness, you'll have a better
mm-hmm.
sense. But, again, less is more.
Okay.
It's far better to take this in small little, you know, the turtle steps are for you.
Uh-huh.
You
mm-hmm.
see, you think of it as turtle stepping the coaching
uh-huh.
rather than, you know, I mean, the way I used to coach, let me get a chainsaw and go in there and just rip this apart. And, you know, the more I coach, the more subtle I get and the smaller steps I take and the better my coaching is, the more powerful it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I had a couple of clients just have total meltdowns, and they taught me, you know,
mm-hmm.
they taught me about that. So I'm sharing that with you, so maybe you don't have to learn it the hard way like I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, you're very welcome. You did a beautiful job with her. You did a beautiful job. I gave you a little feedback about why I like the structure of the dream analysis questions as they're taught, because it starts small, then goes medium, then goes large. And did you notice how I departed from the three standard questions and kind of got a little conversational? Well, what's she so sad
mm-hmm.
about? Or, you know, where did you come from? I can't remember exactly what I asked. Right. So it's not important the exact questions I ask, but what I tried to do, you see, was just engage that her as the blue swirl a little bit to reduce her self-consciousness about it and just banter a little bit with questions that she might be able to easily answer and provide me a little more information, and then I moved in a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when we are uncovering limiting beliefs, we do the tell me more, and we take that into those, you know, smaller steps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you took feedback so well, too. Thank you for that. Because, I kind of just jumped in.
No, I love it. I love
for you at a part.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. And I want to say, Sai, you know, you did a beautiful job, and I felt safe, and you really guided me into that space where I felt really safe and I could be vulnerable. And your voice was so soothing, and the breathing was beautiful, and it was really beautiful. So thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks for that feedback.
Sure. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, let's see. Who's here that I got an email, I see, from Patricia. You were here. Anyone else that showed up a little late that I didn't get on the roll? Okay, Patricia, next time.
It's Grisella.
Okay?
Yes?
Oh, Grisella, you're here too?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you for letting me know. And Patricia?
Yes?
Next time, you're up, okay?
Okay.
All right. And anyone else whose name I didn't get? All right. Now, we have our last Coach the Coach 4 class in 2 weeks. Next week is the 4th of July, so we're going to take that off. So you've got 2 weeks to practice and, again, to take such excellent care of yourselves. Just see what it's like to really relax into just taking good care of yourselves, sleeping and resting and stretching and eating beautiful food and just treating yourself so beautifully. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. You can post questions on the forum in the meantime. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Bye.